You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome. Welcome to Nightlight. I was jotting down a memo and almost forgot I needed my microphone. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you here with us tonight as we head into the weekend, talking about the things we love more than anything to talk about. And yes, of course, I am talking about movies and TV and comedy and music. I got a... And we like sports too. Mike Clemens sent me a text yesterday. He said, Pete, I finally have a night off where there were no games. There were no Brewers, Bucks, whatever. And he said, I'm sitting at home and I'm watching The Studio.
Oh,
he said he absolutely loves it.
I love it too.
You know, I wonder if it's, here's my issue. Like a lot of my friends who are in show business, who have been to big meetings and that kind of stuff, think it's not great. But the general public or someone who isn't in studio meetings seems to really like it. So I'm probably the halfway guy because I've been to those rooms, not for a while though. So I'd probably dig it. I'm probably going to check it out. You love it.
Well, all right. First of all, Seth Rogen's great in that show.
See, he's
hilarious.
Trouble watching him. I do. I don't know what it is about him. Seth Rogen, Ben Affleck, there are certain guys I don't know what it is. Do you have people like that?
I mean, not really. There's not a show where I'll see the guy and be like, oh, I'm turning this off.
Well, I mean, I watch the movies, but I just don't get excited about it.
You know who, okay, I'll say this. One person that makes me cringe every time I see him is Charlie Day.
Why?
Because he's so cringe in everything.
Meaning just because of what he says.
I mean, yeah, just, yeah. I mean, I feel like every role he's in is something cringeworthy too.
Yeah, I get that.
But, you know, I think The Studio was fun. And but the show I've been watching is Your Friends and Neighbors with Jon Hamm.
Heard pretty good stuff about that.
That show's great.
Do you love it?
I'm. It sucks because, you know, it's week-to-week basis. You know, you have to wait.
I can't do that anymore. I can't do that.
And it ends this past week, which came out on Thursday. It ended on such a cliffhanger where I'm like, I have to wait another week to see what happens here. I can't wait. So yeah, I went to Reddit and I went on one of their subreddits which is just Your Friends and Neighbors subreddit just to see the theories that everyone's thinking.
Oh, just to see theories?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say somebody like leaked out what happened or something.
No, I would definitely check it out. You know, I'm not crazy about everything Jon Hamm has done, but
he does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
And he's good. But you're right. He takes stuff that... Well, we'll get into all that. I don't even know where to start. It is a gorgeous night here in Wisconsin, folks. So hope you're having a great day. And this will be a wonderful night. Still too early to... Or early enough to take a walk when we get off the air here. So listen to Nightlight. Get out and enjoy the fresh air. I've got Kung Pao shrimp waiting for me, buddy.
Oh, there you go.
Literally, this is one of those days where I was like, I'm intermittent fasting, and I'm just, I'm literally so. I cannot wait to get in the car, and I'm just going to think about Kung Pao chicken the whole way, Kung Pao shrimp.
I have quesadillas. I'm happy about those.
Oh, quesadillas are good, too, yeah.
Well, I meal prepped ground beef.
Look at you, man.
And then just, you know, throw it on the shell, and what's easy is I actually make it in the oven.
Is that all you have on it is ground beef?
No cheese.
No, nothing else.
No, I got other stuff out of there. I got some good cheese and, you know. Everything that
I try to meal prep every week. I can't do it, but
it's hard to do it. It's hard to do it every week.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna watch Dark Winds because I just started that show the other night. My sister was like, I started it a couple years ago, actually, or maybe like a year ago, and I watched a couple episodes and I liked it, but she said, trust me. And I've seen a lot of hype about it lately. So I restarted it and I'm digging it. So I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna eat my Kung Pao chicken, and I'm gonna watch Dark Winds.
There you go.
Toby Emmerich is really good in it, and Rainn Wilson is in it.
Oh, wow, really?
He plays
really?
This crazy, funny character, yeah.
He's great.
He is.
I mean, Dwight's a character he probably can't beat.
He's got to shake that Dwight thing. But he does. He's pretty good. I mean, he's a good actor.
Well, I mean, he does commercials still that's like in Dwight.
That's true. I don't blame him for cashing in.
No, I mean.
You got to make a living.
I mean, it's, what do you think? It's Michael number one and then Dwight?
You know, that show's tough, honestly, Conrad, because, yeah, I love Dwight. Probably because he's got a big role. But every smaller character on The American Office, yes. I love Kelly Kapoor.
Yeah.
I love Creed. He's just so weird.
He is.
And maybe those two. And then I like Toby. I like, he's such a sad sack.
What about it's Ryan? Tough. You like Ryan?
Eh. He's funny at times when he's being like, when he takes over the company for a while. That was kind of funny.
My favorite thing is when he has the goatee. Yeah. Michael has the goatee.
Right. Yeah, Michael's man crush on Ryan is hilarious. A lot of fun stuff happening tonight, folks. All right, Stuart Waddles is here. He's coming by at 6:35. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's award-winning news director of our southeast Wisconsin area down there in Racine. Stuart does an amazing job. He is also tied into the showbiz world. I really like Stuart's takes on things. And tonight we're going to talk about a show called Bluey that he talked about last time he was here. And I've never seen it. But Stuart sent me a text today with like 10 episodes of Bluey. And he's like, hey, check these out if you can. Like, how am I supposed to watch 10 episodes? But he actually said, check out a few of these if you can. And they're short. They're like 7 or 8 minutes. So I watched a couple today. Just a lovely show. It makes me want to have kids again. I'm going to try to get my wife pregnant tonight when I get home. She might not like that.
Are you going for a Pete Jr.?
I didn't do the junior.
A PJ?
I'm a junior.
PJ Schwab?
I'm a junior, so I didn't want to do the third.
Oh,
come
on.
That would have been weird.
That would be awesome.
I think to do a third, you have to be like loaded. You have to be like a billionaire.
You have to have a castle you're living
yeah.
in.
And I don't want to do that to my son, so we went with a different name. But I'm a junior, but I go by Pete, which is not my real name. That's my middle name. And it has wreaked havoc on my life. And I won't get into that now because it's just a nightmare, a paycheck, a social security number nightmare. Anyway, Stuart is here. We're going to talk about Bluey. I'm going to commend him on his awards. We'll find some other stuff to talk about as well. And then at 7:35, ladies and gentlemen, it is a bar band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here to bring new music, and I love the music she has tonight. Have you listened to it yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is?
Yeah. It's excellent. So I'm excited to have Terry here, as usual, on a Friday night. It'll be fun. And Stuart at 6:35. So there you go. I think it's time, Conrad, for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, it's National Sleepover Day, folks. So who would you want to have a sleepover with? If you could pick anybody. Who would you want to sleep over at your house, or whose house would you want to sleep? Who would you want to have a sleepover with? This will be fun. Have some fun with this one, folks. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you could text us your suggestion or your sleepover pal over the app. Very easy to use. Just click on any one of the stations and go to the little text icon and fire away. It's a absolute dream to use. And if you're watching on the stream, you can let us know there too. If you're watching on X or Facebook or YouTube, the WGBW website, the WISS website. We're on other websites too, I think, now. We're starting to get on since we're statewide. We're getting up
yeah.
there, but we'll get it up to speed. But you have a lot of options on how to stream the show. Let us know. You can weigh in there. Let us know who you want to have a sleepover with. Before we move on, I have to get on. There was a text overnight. Our question last night was, who is your favorite movie or TV detective? I would say Columbo crushed.
I gotta
check out the show. I haven't really watched it.
It definitely won.
Easily. And Rhonda from Madison was listening between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. and she said Columbo and Matlock. So there you go. I didn't hear many Matlocks yesterday.
I think I heard it once.
Really?
But I think that's twice.
But I just remember, I remember Lil Irv saying Bosch, and that like made me, I'm like, oh, fellow Bosch fan, all right. But yeah, Columbo, I would say hands down, took home the prize.
So I got a, you texted me last night saying, please remind me to talk about Bravo show, The Valley. I'm curious about this.
All right. I haven't seen it. All I saw was a trailer. And the trailer was so bad. I'm encouraging everybody now to go watch the trailer for The Valley. It's on Bravo. The characters are weird. It just, I don't even know. I didn't even look it up today or anything. I got focused on other stuff. But it's already had one season. And it says, the description is some of the Vanderpump Rules most notorious live it up in the valley.
I'm going to be honest. That sounds awesome.
It sounds worse, Conrad, than MILF Manor. But the trailer's, it's just a bad trailer. Like, how do you make a bad trailer?
Yeah, you got to highlight everything that was like really good in it to it draw only, people in.
But. Yeah, it only gets like a 5 on IMDb. out of 10. But honest to God, the trailer, if you can't make a good trailer, you at least have to be able to dupe people into watching your garbage show. But they can't even do that. Like it made me laugh. I'm like, oh my God, I would never watch that show. So anyway, I want people to go check out the trailer so that everybody at Bravo goes, oh my God, people can't get enough of it. And then nobody watches the show because the trailer's so bad.
If you go on YouTube, you can hit that dislike button.
That's true, but not for us. If you go on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter X, give us a like or a follow, folks.
Yeah.
We'd love to get likes and follows. We're trying to get them up there a little bit just to show that people are listening to the show, as we know you are. You know our numbers are up. Did you know that? People are finding the show.
That's great.
I think so, too. I mean, duh. Like, what else are we doing? I hope nobody finds the show. I don't want anybody to listen. I get too self-conscious. Stuart and I will talk about some of the Pope memes we've seen. Great stuff.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears one, you know?
I've seen several of those already. I can't even keep track of them. There's so many.
You know, I'm really excited to see this year's draft class this year. And one of the receivers for the Bears, Burden, they asked him, why'd you pick 87? And he's just like, all the good numbers are gone.
He's got an attitude, that guy, man. I hope he explodes on the field because he just is not, he's not a charmer, you know?
He's a great receiver, you know? I think if we didn't pick Matthew Golden, I think we would have, you know, picked, I believe his name's Luther.
Luther Burden, yeah. Everybody said he was going to go high in the first top half of the first round.
Originally, I mean, the start of the season in college, like, he had a great overall college career.
But he had a great junior year whatever last year was for him. And then this year there was no quarterback or something, but apparently
Brady
after the
Cook
catch,
was, you know, not that great.
He's phenomenal. So we'll see what happens. But who do you want to have a sleepover with, folks? That's our question of the night. We will read your text after we do a very short break. I am fasting today. I mentioned that I'm doing intermittent fasting, but I took a walk. If you swallow like 40 Mayflies, does that break a fast? I need to know that because otherwise...
Did you look the calories up?
I'm just going to scrap it. No, I didn't. Let's do that. Let's Google that over the break.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a fun new theme park. Maybe, or maybe it's just weird. I don't know. And we'll read your texts. Talking the Pope, talking Bluey, Bar Band Friday night. Lots going on here tonight. Great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The kid Conrad Krieger riding shotgun. I'm kind of excited to hear what Stuart knows about the Pope. I don't know that much, but one of the memes I saw I really liked was the Pope in a, they had like Chicago style toppings, and he's like had his arms open and there was like a bun around him and it says Chicago style Pope. There's been so many, like you just can't even keep up. And I didn't realize he was the first Pope from America.
Yeah.
Much less the Midwest or Chicago. That's
I didn't
cool.
think that we would see an American Pope this fast, but
yeah,
pretty cool.
No, you don't care. You're not Catholic, right?
You know, so he's from Villanova. That's where he went to school.
That's where I went to school, yeah.
And they asked Tom Thibodeau, who's the coach for the
Knicks. Oh, sure, yeah.
And they said, well, maybe, because, you know, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Mikal Bridges, they're all from Villanova. They're on the team that won the championship.
Yeah.
And they asked him, so how do you feel about the new Pope being from Villanova? And he's like, I think they'll forgive my players for all their sins.
Okay.
I was like, what?
And they were totally using that over Boston College, too. That's their big rival. They're like, well, we had a Pope before Boston College did. I'm like, that's kind of a weird contest. we have our question of the night, folks, is it's National Sleepover Day. Who do you want to have a sleepover with? All right. I didn't answer, so I'm gonna say I almost said bisexual. I didn't mean that. I meant like co-ed.
Yeah.
So I've got two. Rebecca Ferguson would love to have a sleepover. See, I think the problem is a lot of people are answering like with people they have crushes with. So we're into a borderline creepy area where it's like, so we might as well just go with that. But I've also put down like a platonic, like just a dude I think it'd be fun to hang out with. So I've got Rebecca Ferguson, who's in the Mission Impossible. She's a great actor, very beautiful. Julia Ormond. And then for a guy who I just think would be fun to hang out with, Steve Zahn. How fun would Steve Zahn
be? Steve Zahn would be hilarious.
Because when we were kids, when we used to do sleepovers, like right when I moved to Wisconsin, there was my friend Rick. He was the only kid on the block that had HBO. So we would pick a night where there was an R-rated movie or two, and like three or four of us would sleep at Rick's house. And at some point, we just started walking the neighborhood at like 3 o'clock in the morning in a small town. It was Marinette. But we would wait for a car to come and we would start acting like we were beating the crap out of each other to see if a car would stop. Honest to God.
That's
and
terrible.
One time, and nobody did. They're like, oh, those kids beating the crap out of each other. Who cares? And we were like middle school. But one night a cop stopped and we ran from the cops. And the cops thought it was a real fight. So they were looking for us. And we realized the most fun you can have in life is when the police are chasing you. And you didn't really do anything wrong, right?
Yeah.
So
I
feel like Steve Zahn would be that guy. Like he'd be up to no good with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
I think you can guess for the girl.
Kate McKinnon?
That would be awesome. Like spending the whole night, say come over at 6. You have dinner with her and then you just, you know,
You're making like this a romantic evening.
No, it's not romantic. It's totally platonic, all right?
Okay.
But, you know, it would be hilarious, you know?
Oh, I think you bring Steve Zahn and Kate McKinnon to a sleepover.
You're going to laugh the whole night.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
And then I think for a guy, I'd probably go, I'd go Michael Jordan.
Really?
So I could smoke a cigar with him.
Oh, that would be nice.
And have a scotch.
God, I didn't even think about going the pro. See, like if Walter Payton were still alive, I don't know. They're also professional athletes. They could just start wailing on you. Like, think about it. It's a sleepover. You know, you beat each other up. You run around the block. You go out and play ding-dong ditch. I don't know what.
You know, I would say, Michael, you're pretty old now, all right? I'm going to beat you in one-on-one.
Sure. Michael Jordan could beat you at basketball if he was 75.
On one leg.
Really? I mean, honestly, he just would. It's not even a knock on you. It's just like, you know, you'd have to be like at least a college athlete to probably beat him right now.
I mean, me jumping, you know, like full jump shot.
Yeah.
He would block it not jumping.
Right.
Just.
Right. He wouldn't even have to leave his feet. And you'd be like, how much air do you think you could get?
No, oh, you know, I could dunk. In high school, you know, I could touch the bottom of the net.
Okay. Well, in high school, I could jump. I was pretty good. but I couldn't dribble.
You know, I've stayed the same height for a long time.
What are you? What is your height? You're like 5'11", 6'1"?
I'm 6'5". No hops, though.
Oh, you don't need them if you're 6'5".
No, I'm like 5'8" and a half.
Are you really?
Got to put that half in there.
I can't figure out what people's heights are. All right, we're going to read people's texts. We'll get to that in a little while. We got some great texts on the social media. Daniel said, Jesus Christ.
That would be a good sleepover.
I would love to sit and talk with him. I don't know if that's a great sleepover, though. You think Jesus Christ should watch rated R skin flicks? No, yeah, no. I don't want to do that with Jesus. I think that would be weird. But, you know, Daniel's offbeat. He's a guy that would make that fun somehow, I'm sure. So we'll read more of those after we talk to our pal Stuart Waddles. Lots going on here tonight. Stuart and I are going to talk about Bluey. We're going to talk about the Pope. I'm going to find out what he's watching as an adult, not just with his kids, but what he's watching as an award-winning news director, which is what Stuart is in Southeast Wisconsin here for Civic Media. That's coming up next. And then it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous night in Wisconsin. Listen to the radio, then go out and run around, splash around, be outside. But right now, listen to the radio. Let's have fun. Text me your answer. Who do you want to have a sleepover with? You can go weird and pick someone of the opposite sex or just a buddy or a dude or a girlfriend or something. Let me know. It's Pete Schwabe. It's Nightlight. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Our question of the night, given that it is National Sleepover Day, is who do you want to have a sleepover with? It's that simple, folks. Let us know who you want to have sleepover at your house. And let's have some fun with that one. We've got some great answers already. We will read your text in just a little while. Stuart J. Waddles will join us in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about a really cool kids show that I have not seen until today. Stuart was on the show, I would say probably 3 months ago or so, and told me about the show Bluey. And we'll discuss that with Stuart. We'll talk a little bit about the Pope with Stuart J. Waddles. And I'm going to commend him on his many awards, too, from the WBAs, which took place last weekend. This is really weird, folks. Nate Bargatze is a humongous comedian right now. In terms of popularity, he's lost a lot of weight, actually. But his popularity is through the roof. And he's got movies in development, TV shows, podcasts, music. The guy has got his hand in everything. He's a really good stand-up comedian. But Walt Disney is like his idol. And he wants to make a theme park in Nashville and call it Nateland. That's really weird, I think.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
It sounds terrible. And what a dumb, like, what's he going to have there? I guess rides and stuff. He's a bright guy, and he's really funny. But come on. I mean, Disney World, Disneyland, Nate Land, I guess that's a tip of his hat to Walt Disney, but that's really weird.
You know,
I'd be scared to go there.
He's got to produce some movies, and then you can have, like, certain...
Right, characters.
Exhibits and stuff like... It'll just be kind of, I don't know, vague that there, you know?
Itchy and Scratchy Land or something like that.
There you go.
I thought that was really strange. And it kind of, in a weird way, and I can say this, he's not listening. I'm pretty sure I could take him. But it kind of knocked him down just a half a peg because I think he's so funny.
He is hilarious. I'm just confused why he would want an open amusement park. That sounds exhausting to...
This sounds like a question for our first guest of the night. Let's figure out, because Stuart has got his hand in every... He's a phenomenal news guy, award-winning. He He's a good guy. He's tapped into kids shows, adult shows, movies. He knows just about everything. And it is my pleasure to welcome my friend Stuart J. Waddles back to Nightlight. Hey, buddy.
Geez, that was a delight. Keep it going. Let's keep that rolling.
I forgot the other half, to be honest with you. I had a lot more.
That was nice.
It was like when they got the 15 commandments in history of the world and half of them broke. That's what this intro was like.
But this Bargatze guy, what's his deal anyway? He's the guy that from Saturday Night Live and We'll Call It This, right? That's his deal?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I know he's a bigger comedian, but generally known to the public.
Yeah, no, and he's great. He is a great comedian, and he's earned his stripes, gotten his chops, whatever you want to say, paid his dues, and he sold like over 1 million tickets last year. He's a great comedian, but he's doing movies now on TV, and we'll see if any of those are any good. It's easier said than done to actually execute them, but the theme park, that was like,
he's no Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah, well you know what, yeah. When Dolly's in what, her 80s now.
Yeah, he could buy Dollywood.
I was just going to say, that's kind of dark, but he could take that over. I don't know. We'll figure out. We'll keep talking about this. So,
all right.
Listen, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, A, because you're like this award-winning, incredibly popular news director there in Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. I think this is the second year in a row you took home a couple awards, so I'm surprised you're still talking to me, and I'm grateful to have you on the show.
I'll always find time for people like you. Thanks for having me on. I do appreciate it, and it's awesome to be a part of the Civic Media team and being able to win the awards. So it's great.
Yeah, and let's talk about that because it's a pretty big deal. I mean, you took first place in – this did confuse me, though. I will say, Stuart, you took first place in Major Market Best Newscast, and you took third place in Media Market Best Newscast.
Oh, tell me about it. You'd think ergo sum ipso facto. Yeah, you'd think, but that's not the way it worked.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. The whole categorization I find convoluted, and I never really understood, and I've always kind of relied on somebody who knows a little bit more about it than me to say, hey, give us this and give us that and give us this.
Yeah.
And I try and figure out, like, what station is this? Where do I land at all of this? But, yeah, we submit and things happen.
First of all, let me just say congratulations because I've been in awe of you since I've known you. You got great pipes. I love your delivery of the news. You write the news well, and you're just everything you do here at Civic Media is outstanding. So congrats for that, and well deserved, buddy. But
thank you.
You're right. What you just said, how you broke that down, it's like saying you're number one in New York, but you took third in Omaha.
Yeah, you're not so good in Poughkeepsie. Yeah, it's how it's classified. There's music stations, and I think a lot of it depends on how many other submissions there were.
Okay.
What I noticed in our major market win is that TMJ put in at least two entries. I just put in one. So they won second and third place, but we got the first place in that major market.
Nicely done, buddy. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I'm proud to know you. I was saying last night on the show, I did not get nominated, but they gave me a bowling trophy, so I don't know what to make of that.
You didn't get nominated?
For what?
I don't know. You got a fine quality entertainment program here.
You.
People are liking it, and you're spreading some joy. Something different with radio.
And I'm not making excuses. I don't know if they know what to do with it. I don't know if there's an entertainment show on the radio anywhere.
Probably
like, what do we do with this?
Well, maybe you and Lou Regani can clean up some sort of category.
Oh, I'd love to square off against Lou. He beat me in an arm wrestle about a year ago, and I think it's time for payback.
Yeah, I put some money on him, so he came through for me.
He is a great guy. I love Lou's show. So let's talk about the Pope, and then we'll get into some kids' TV show. You turned me on to this show, Bluey. I love it. But let's get the Pope stuff out of the way. You think you might have been at a baseball game with the Pope, Stuart?
So I saw the picture. A lot of people probably saw the picture. I think it was in the Sun Times. They found a picture of the Pope at Game 1 of the World Series at Comiskey Park. I'm not sure if it was Comiskey at that time, but it's always Comiskey to me, darn
Same.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway, it stands to reason to me that if he was at Game 1 of the World Series in Chicago, he was probably at, like, the ALCS. I was at Game 1 of the ALCS at Comiskey that year. So I'm thinking maybe, possibly, I high-fived the Pope after a Paul Konerko blooper to right. It's just the possibility.
You just showed up to watch a game and inadvertently got a little bit of a hosanna there. I think that's really
well,
cool.
Again, this is a lot of jumping to conclusions here, but I'm going to take it, darn it.
I would too. Leo the 14th, love it. He seems like a great guy. 69. Like I've heard some people refer to him as the young Pope. I mean, if you're 69 and people are calling you kid, you know you're in a seriously like elderly profession there.
Well, is he actually from Chicago, or is he from like a suburb 45 minutes away, like most people say they're from Chicago?
That's, you know what?
Is he from Winnetka or Bolingbrook?
Right. And I don't, that used to bother me because I did live in this, like I grew up in the city until I was 12 when we moved to Wisconsin. So I would go back, I went back there to college and people were like, well, I'm from Chicago too. And they would tease me about being from Wisconsin. I'm like, so where are you from in Chicago? And they go, Schaumburg. I'm like, all right, that's not Chicago. Like that was always my comeback when they would rip Wisconsin. I'd be like, shut up. So.
Yeah, well, it kind of depends on who you're talking to. I mean, if you're talking to somebody like internationally, it's a lot easier to say I'm from near Chicago. Sure. So that's what I say. I mean, I'm technically in Kenosha here. We're part of the Chicago media market.
Hey, listen,
according to the FCC,
I think Kenosha is going to boom. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, I think briefly, but yeah, go ahead.
Your property values, Stuart, are going to go through the roof, literally. Because they say Michigan, everybody's going to go there in 20 years. It'll be, you know, with climate change and all that. We're on the same lake. Wisconsin's going to boom too. And you guys, Racine and Kenosha are right on the lake. It's gorgeous lakefront.
Well, you know this, I think, traveling back and forth along I-94, once you hit the state line into Illinois, almost every single exit is Illinois State Preserves or it's some sort of state park.
Yeah.
The exiting is awful for semi-traffic. So Kenosha and Racine have realized, well, let's make some cool exits. Let's give some people some land along the interstate. And it's kind of boomed from there. And again, I mean, you know that down 94, while you're going 90 miles an hour to Chicago, that's all like preserve land. So you can't develop on it. So building something interstate adjacent just can't happen.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a great point. So, yeah, I love that. So we were joking around earlier today, and this got me thinking, too, that the Pope, you said I know about as much about the Pope as I do the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And I made a joke that he rode a horse in the Kentucky Derby. But there was a comedian named Max Alexander that said he saw the Pope in Madison Square Garden when he was younger. And he said, and it was incredible. He said the lights were off in the arena. And I'm going to tell you folks, when the Pope came skating out on that ice, there was not a dry eye in the house. So
that's good stuff. You'd think Saturday Night Live would hop on this, right? Either having somebody play the Pope or bring back the super fans, something.
Right. Yeah, there'll definitely be a tie-in. But apparently he likes deep dish pizza, or I thought I read that. But I said that to Conrad, my favorite meme I've seen so far is him in a Chicago hot dog bun with the works and his arms spread out and it says Chicago-style Pope.
I saw that one, yeah.
And then did you see the one where there's a picture of the Vatican and then a sign for Portillo's behind it, like he's going to put a Portillo's.
Oh, and I think Portillo's has launched a sandwich. I think they specifically have a new sandwich called the Pope. I liked all the Bears memes. Those seem to be right out of the gate. Like the Chicago's got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer.
Exactly. And you know what would kill Chicago's buzz is if the Pope came out and said, I'm from Chicago, I love it, but I'm a Packer fan. They would lose their minds.
He's never won a game in Green Bay yet.
Right. I wouldn't hold your breath. And the best one I've seen, though, before we move on, is Popeyes. Just broke the word down into Pope, yes, I think it was, something like that. Homemade.
Clever marketing.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get to this awesome show, Bluey, that you turned me on to, Stuart, do you have someone you would want to have a sleepover with?
Yeah, I'm going to take care of tonight's question and yesterday's question all in one.
I was going to ask you both.
Jessica Fletcher.
Who's that?
I'm with Jessica Fletcher. Angela Lansbury.
Okay.
That's the sleepover and detective.
Are you hoping something happens on the sleepover?
It was more the joke. I was trying to tie in last night. So I've been listening to the program, Pete. I know what's going on in your show. I'm trying to engage and be a part of things.
Oh, all I think about, you know, if you're, I don't know. That's great. That actually it could be a really good script because you bring in this and you have like kids have to solve a murder, but and maybe play a little spin the bottle with Jessica.
Oh, come on now. Coming up after the game, Murder, She Wrote.
Do you have someone?
I guess thinking about Saturday Night Live, and it's just kind of let me go back here.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird question, Pete. Okay. Did you come up with this, or did Connie come up with this?
Conrad comes up. I usually come up with a question, but Conrad throws one in there once in a while. But go was ahead.
Was this one yours?
This one was mine, yeah. It's National Sleepover Day. It was a no-brainer.
You think so?
I think I had Conrad.
You know, kids don't do sleepovers anymore, right? It's not a thing.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it's a dying breed, the whole sleepover. I think it's a major lack of trust is what it boils down to, and maybe rightfully so.
Yeah. I didn't like them. I did them as a kid, but earlier in the show, I was like, we were out roaming the neighborhood at 3 a.m. I didn't want my kids to have sleepovers. They did occasionally, but I always needed to know more about where they were going. Let's pick up here. We got to do a very quick break, Stuart. It's great to have you here. Stuart J. Waddles is here. He is the news director for Civic Media here in Southeast Wisconsin, the award-winning news director, and he's here. We're going to talk about Bluey when we come back. Let us know who you'd like to have a sleepover with, folks, and we will read your text on the radio. We're that kind of guy. Peach Wabba and Nightlight, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight, and it's great to have you here, folks. Trying to send you into your weekend with a few laughs, some good TV talk, talking the Pope, talking about all the hardware Stuart J. Waddles brought back from the WBAs last weekend. Very impressive. Our award-winning news director in Southeast Wisconsin here at Civic Media. He is with us on the phone right now. We had a couple technical gaffes, would you say, Stuart? Which surprised me, you being a newsman.
Something on Paramount. I know Paramount uses a little more data than the others, but I thought I had a fast connection. I guess I don't have as fast as I thought I did.
Well, your voice sounds tops on the phone, too, so you can't go wrong either way.
Hey, thanks, bud.
We were talking about sleepovers, and do you do them with your kids? Because I said that I was a little tentative. I wanted to know, like, where my kids were going. You know what I mean? Like,
no, well, and again, I think in general, like just my knowledge of other parents, it doesn't happen a lot anymore. I'm sure it does happen some places, but not in our house, and it probably won't happen in our house. I read a lot of like criminal complaints, police reports, and a lot of things that happen. It doesn't always happen, but you know, I read about things that they're at a sleepover at a friend's house, and not doing that.
Yeah, and I remember when we first moved here, what my kids were, you know, I think they did a couple when we lived out west, but here it was like. Or at least maybe these few parents was just like, oh, yeah, come on over. Like, it was like nothing. Like, there was no recon or anything done. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even know you guys, you know?
Yeah, and it's strange because you think about these days, there's so much more recon to be done about other parents and other people back when yous and me's are growing up. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I don't know the kid's parent. I guess I'll talk to him for a couple of minutes on the phone. But, yeah, go ahead, spend 12 hours over there. A bunch of people coming in and out that I don't know.
Right. He seemed fine. PJ on the stream says, yes, Stuart is correct. I don't do sleepovers either. I enjoy living alone with my cat. Well, that's a sleepover. You can still have fun like that. All right. So let's get to, you mentioned last time you were on the show, this show Bluey on the
Disney. Been talking about it since I think my first appearance on the show. It's such a great program.
You sent me some links. I didn't get through all of them, but I watched an episode called, I don't know if it was called Floss, but it was about flossing, and it was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. And then I think I watched another one you sent called Sleepy Time. What is it about the show? Like, I know why I love it, and I almost wish my kids were still young because it's such a good show, but what is it about the show you're such a fan of?
The writing of it, it's a sweet show. The color palette, it's just a beautiful show. Like visually, it's very well done. It's a fun show that the parents can watch it, kids can watch it. Did you tear up during Sleepy Time?
I did.
'Cause that thing, The thing about those cartoons we watched when we were kids, they worked on multiple levels. Parents liked it. Kids liked it. Yeah. A lot of the Pixar movies, kids like it. Parents like it. And this just threads that needle. This is exactly kids like it. Parents like it. They find it entertaining, and the parents can too. And that Sleepy Time episode, it gets emotional. Like, that's not the only one that'll start doing a tearjerker. If you really want it to start welling up, go to like the final episodes of the most recent season where they're teasing moving, and there's a whole storyline about that and how the kids are dealing with it, and it's
oh wow,
good.
Yeah,
real good. I'm even thinking about it. Just a well done program. It's out of Australia, and it's part of Disney in America, but it's got different distributors across the country. But I think Disney owns like the American rights, so I'm sure that's going to be popping up at Disneyland, Disney World. It's one of the biggest things going.
It's so great because I love, and you're right about Sleepy Time. Like, it's these two kids that can't sleep and they're in bed with their parents, and they're seeing planets. And they're out in space, and you see him, like, I think in one scene, the kid, it's either Bingo or actually Bluey hitting Jupiter. And then they come into the scene and he's hitting his dad's face.
The mom saying, go ahead, you're going to be fine without me. But she's actually the son in the dream. It gets pretty deep and it gets very emotional.
That was very sweet. And I'll tell you what, when you have grown kids and you look back on this stuff, and my kids aren't totally grown, like my daughter's early in college and my son is out of college, but like when she's saying those things to the child, I'm watching this going, I would give anything to go back and just be in that stage again where they looked up to you and you just made their whole world safe. You're absolutely right. It is an absolutely gorgeous show.
Well, and the dad, he sets a high bar. I mean, there's one of the complaints online is that this guy, he plays too hard. He's playing all the time. He's making me look bad. I just want to sit down for a minute, and Bandit's out there nonstop playing games.
Are you that kind of dad? Like, you're pretty busy, I'm sure. But, you know, when I asked you to be on the show tonight, you said, well, this Friday will work, but it's usually our movie night. What's that night like in the Waddle
Zone? They pick a lot of duds. The kids pick some. They're liking the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie and the Squeakquel. Oh, yeah. And they're all right. I don't mind Jason Lee, but it gets a little tedious at times. The Sonic movies aren't so bad. They like the Sonic movies. They're inside watching that one right now.
I've heard that's a really good one. I would love to play a clip from Bluey. Can you hang with us through the news and we keep you for just a few minutes after the news?
Certainly. Okay.
All right. So I've got a clip from, did you see the Floss episode?
Oh yeah. I've seen them all probably 5 or 6 times.
All right. So the energy of that one, I love too. And I just found it was like, you could find, if you go to YouTube, folks, if you have young kids or if if you just want to watch Bluey, there is nothing wrong with that because it is a great show. But they have these blocks on YouTube where there's like 3 episodes. So after we do the news, we'll come back and we'll hear a little clip from Bluey. I got one from the Floss episode. And what else did we clip, Con?
The Good On Ya.
Oh, the good on you. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is they have these great Australian accents.
Oh, and the voices are so good. The voices are crisp. There's some well-delivered lines. It's so good.
Is it one of those situations where you hope the kids pick Bluey, but then sometimes they pick something else that's like can't Caillou or something like that?
Well, there's a lot of arguments, and there's times where it's just, we're just putting Bluey on. Sit down.
Don't argue with your award-winning father, damn it. Stuart J. Waddles is here. We're going to keep Stuart for just a few minutes after intermission here, and Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. It is a bar band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. I mean, Bluey and Bar Band Friday, get out of here. We're coming right back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.